Penguin Random House Audio presents Lucky Allen and Other Stories by Jonathan Lethem. Read for you by Jonathan Lethem, Isaac Butler, Mark Deakins, Michael Goldstrom, Amy Landecker, Bruce Wagner, and David Wayne.
Lucky Allen. In the months after I'd auditioned for him, I would run into the legendary theater director Sigismund Blondy at the movies, near empty Thursday matinees of indifferent first-run films, North Country, Wedding Crashers, in the decaying venues of the Upper East Side, where we both lived. The Crown, the Clearview, the Gemini. Big rooms chopped into asymmetric halves or quartered through the balcony. Blondy saw a movie every afternoon, he said, and could provide scrupulous evaluations of any title you'd ever think to mention, largely dismissals, though I do recall his solemn approval of A Sound of Thunder, a time travel film with a Ben Kingsley performance he'd liked. I'd see Blondy when the lights came up, alone, red scarf and pale elegant coat unfurled on the seat beside him, long legs crossed, unashamed, already hailing me if he spotted me first. Blondy dressed in dun and pastel colors, wore corduroys or a dancer's Indian pants. In winter, he had holes in his knitted gloves, in summer, a cheesy Panama hat. He towered, moved softly and suddenly, usually vanished at any risk of being introduced. Soon I'd scan for Blondy whenever I entered a theater, alone or not. Often enough, I'd find him. We never sat together. If this multiplex haunting practice didn't square with Blondie's reputation,